9 minutes to nine on breakfast. We're talking this morning about how the idea of a big society fits in with the cutbacks in public spending. We've already heard the steps that Warwickshire County Council are taking to try and get voluntary groups to take over libraries which otherwise will close. The County Council has already announced that it's ceasing all of its youth services in 3 years' time. Our reporter Moira Rawlings has been to Kenilworth Youth and Community Centre to find out how they plan to keep it going.
Radio Abbey!
Abbey!
Radio Abbey, based at Abbey End at the Kenilworth Youth Centre, could have a short life unless the managers can find a way to deal with the news that funding for the youth service will end in 3 years' time. The manager, Andy Norman, says he and the management board are considering a number of options.
We've been working towards the idea of a charitable status organisation. So, yes, we can generate some revenue and perhaps a bit more from renting out the rooms, but at the end of the day, we'll end up depending on grants. We have dance schools here with a big hall with ballet bars and mirrors and a Saturday cinema for young people. We have a recording studio. We have a broadband radio station that young people run.
With that, jibber-jabber.
Currently, all the funding comes from Warwickshire County Council, but with all the facilities based on the site, could they not turn it into a full commercial venture?
We can't turn it into a total commercial venture because of what it is and how it was built. We do bring quite a lot of money back in at the moment through renting out of rooms to certain groups. And they're not just, you know, charitable groups or community groups. They're also businesses as well. So it affects a lot of different people within the town.
Don't listen to Jibber Jabber. Listen to Radio Abbey.
The centre gets used by all members of the community. These mums, who are bringing future youths along to bounce and rhyme, gave their reaction to the centre's possible closure.
I've got teenage boys, and until recently my middle son's been using the youth club. He loves it here.
I think it would be quite a devastating thing for Kenilworth. I think there's probably quite a lot of services on offer here. Haven't used them yet with my baby being so young, but no, I think it would be a terrible thing.
So how does Andy Norman feel about the extra £100,000 being made available to the 16 libraries threatened with closure in the county and the offer of peppercorn rents to enable local people to take on the running of the libraries themselves?
It's quite interesting, and I just wonder if that was something that would be possible for the youth service, then that would be good kind of transitional money for us to go over to the charitable status. I know what this has meant to the young people of Kenilworth for the last 4 years, and, you know, what an amazing facility it is. Very often the police say what a difference this place has made to antisocial behaviour in Kenilworth. All we know is that we've been making a difference in Kenilworth.
The manager of Kenilworth Youth and Community Centre, Andy Norman, ending that report by BBC Coventry and Warwickshire's Moira Rawlings.
BBC Coventry.